When President Obama goes to India this weekend, he'll stay at a hotel that was the target of a deadly terrorist attack, and he'll go to a university to make a speech on democracy. His itinerary suggests the promise and problems facing this fast-changing nation. And let's turn now to a new approach to one of India's oldest challenges. Since the end of British rule, India and Pakistan have been fighting over Kashmir, a mostly Muslim region that reaches into the Himalayas. Both countries control a portion of it. And on the Indian side, deadly street protests are common. Now, along with cracking down, the government is trying to engage the other side. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
This is Bandipuri, a farming town in the Kashmir Valley. It's a pretty place, surrounded by fruit orchards, and there's a chill of fall weather. There's also the acrid smell of tear gas hanging in the air from a day of sporadic protests by small crowds of young men and boys. Armed Indian security men block one end of a street. A rock hits a wall. Police fire another tear gas canister. Many of these confrontations devolve into stone throwing by protesters and beatings or shooting by police. Each side accuses the other of starting the fights. The Pakistani-backed insurgency against Indian rule here has largely been suppressed, and this is the latest form the struggle over Kashmir has taken, an indigenous protest movement not unlike the intifadas against Israel in the West Bank and Gaza. Since June, scores of people have been killed in encounters with the CRFP, the paramilitary Central Reserve Police Force. Police won't comment on individual cases, but spokesmen have accused the protesters of provoking fights by throwing stones at police, a tactic that's known to all sides as stone pelting. Separatist leader Syed Ali Shah Gilani says the violence all originates on the Indian side. He says no police officer has been killed by stone pelters.
But 111 people have been killed by their guns and by their tear gas shelling and bullets.
Gilani is the head of the Hurriyat Council, an umbrella organization of Kashmiri separatist groups. At 81, he's spent some 15 years of his life in various Indian prisons. He's under house arrest now at his home in Srinagar, and he's in no mood to compromise. Gilani says he won't talk with the Indian government's team that's trying to revive a dialogue in Kashmir. The team, called Interlocutors, is led by Dilip Padgaukar, a retired journalist who covered the Kashmir conflict for years before he rose to be the editor of the prestigious Times of India. He says he wants the conflicting sides to focus on two things.
One is you must spell out what you want in absolutely clear, precise, concrete terms. We cannot proceed on the basis of sloganeering. Secondly, I've been saying every proposal you make must take into account the big picture.
And that, says Padgaukar, includes how the proposal will be received in India and Pakistan, as well as the various regions of Kashmir, including Jammu, a predominantly Hindu city south of Srinagar. The atmosphere there is far different.
We are Indians, and Kashmir is a part of India. And it's a great thing.
Akash Gupta is going for his MBA at Jammu University. He says most of his fellow students believe that Kashmir should remain part of India. For his part, separatist leader Gilani says there's no point in going through any exercise with the interlocutors, which he regards as a stalling tactic by the Indian government. He says he'll talk when the government agrees to his group's 5-point proposal, which includes acknowledging that Kashmir is a disputed territory and withdrawing Indian forces. He also wants investigations and trials for the soldiers responsible for the shootings of protesters. The pain of the shootings is fresh here in the town of Sopore, about an hour's drive from Srinagar. This family is marking the 40th day after the death of their 20-year-old son, Mudassir Ahmed Khatru.
He was 20 years old. He was a software designer.
In a rush of emotion, Wasim, a cousin of the dead man, insists that he was not involved in protests. He says Mudassir was a talented software designer and a soccer player who competed in matches around India. He hints that his cousin was a random target of police violence and says the police refused to investigate their own. The CRFP is not commenting on individual killings. Syed Gilani says the Kashmir conflict ought to be on President Obama's agenda during his visit to India that begins on Saturday. He says it's a moral responsibility for the United States with all the influence it wields.
They are claiming that we are a superpower and we are for justice, we are for democracy, and we are in favor of suppressed nations.
Dilip Padgaonkar and his team of interlocutors say they'll return to Kashmir at least every month, and that when separatists like Gilani are willing to talk, they'll be ready. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.